No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 13th day of July, 2020. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. 5 years ago today, a 28-year-old black woman was found hanged in a Waller County jail cell after acknowledging to jail officials she had previously attempted suicide. Sandra Bland should have been moving into a new apartment in Prairie View where she landed a new job. Instead, she was stopped by a Texas DPS trooper for failing to use her turn signal. For most people, the traffic stop would have resulted in a warning or a ticket, but the stop quickly escalated when Trooper Brian Insenia, who is white, demanded Bland step out of the vehicle after she refused to put out a cigarette. She was arrested on suspicion of assaulting a public servant. 3 days later, she was dead. The trooper was eventually fired for his actions during the traffic stop. And in 2017, the Texas legislature passed the Sandra Bland Act to help those people with a mental health or substance abuse history get treatment and get easier access to bond. But the author of the original bill, State Representative Garnett Coleman, a Houston Democrat who chairs the County Affairs Committee, says key provisions he wanted were left out of the final law. Joining us now is Representative Coleman and his colleague in the Texas House, Representative Nicole Collier, a Democrat from Fort Worth who chairs the Criminal Jurisprudence Committee. Thank you both for joining us.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Representative Coleman, I want to begin with you, if I can. One provision that did not make it into the final version of the law was stopping what you call pretext stops. Tell us what you mean by pretext stops.
So we all know what happened in New York and their policy of stop and frisk. This is stop and frisk in a car. You don't have to have probable cause to pull someone over and then ask for a consensual search. So that happens all the time. It's akin to a fishing expedition. The person has done nothing wrong. They haven't violated a traffic law. All that is required is that the officer have reasonable suspicion that they may have committed a crime. And that just doesn't work for me and shouldn't work for anybody, quite frankly.
Representative Collier, you chair the Legislative Committee on Criminal Jurisprudence, and among the things you oversee, criminal law, prohibition, standards, penalties. I'm thinking the Sandra Bland Act is one of those acts of great interest to you. What's missing, as you see it, from that law?
Well, just like Chairman Coleman said, the original way the bill was filed was more comprehensive, and it included many things. And this bill did go through county affairs. It did not go through criminal jurisprudence because of the wide jurisdiction of that committee. But in terms of one thing that did come back up this last session that was included in the original bill, dealt with limiting the arrest for fine-only offenses. And that's exactly mm-hmm. what happened in Sandra Bland's case. She was arrested for a minor traffic, an alleged minor traffic violation. So, you know, we want to be able to limit those types of interactions that could escalate unnecessarily. And the original Sandra Bland Act had additional training opportunities that would be in place for law enforcement. Chairman Coleman had the concept of implicit bias training. That was a key issue in this bill to help address innate characteristics, innate things that some of us don't even know that we do, and to identify those characteristics and to find ways to eliminate them.
But before we even get to the point where someone finds themselves behind bars, right now we're hearing a cry from communities, a clamor for changes in the way law enforcement does its work on the streets. And what I'm curious about, and I want to stay with you for a moment, Representative Collier, what can change in the next legislative session as you see it when it comes to what happens in those interactions?
Well, you know, first off, we need to look at who we're hiring. We have to do more to be careful about the type of individuals we're hiring. You know, people will claim that it's hard to find people to apply for the position, but not everybody deserves to be a law enforcement officer. That is a position in high regard with a lot of authority. And so we need to make sure that they're hiring the right people. We got to look at the supervision of these people and being able to hold them accountable when they commit violations. We need to standardize the definition of excessive force, because what we're finding is that reporting of it is not the same, because as one department defines it, it may not be excessive force in terms of the other department. So we have so many things that we need to address. And unfortunately, because of the death of George Floyd, the appetite is there to do it at this time. And so, you know, we intend to move forward on these efforts. So hiring officers, training them, making sure that they receive appropriate training with the enough time, holding them accountable when they commit violations and hate crimes themselves. There's a wide range of policy issues that we can do to address this.
Representative Coleman, you think about that original bill that you filed and what was left out of the final version. I mean, originally the jails to ensure prisoners had access to health care while in custody, that jails would report serious incidents, including attempted and completed suicide. That all passed. What was left out?
Well, what was left out are the big things. Nicole said it very clearly, being arrested for a fine-only offense. We wanted to end pretext stops. We wanted to end voluntary searches of an individual because they are coerced to have that search. We wanted to end a lot of things that end up creating bad interactions with police. We actually did a lot of good things. We passed de-escalation training so police are taught to calm down a situation, which is exactly what Officer Insignia didn't do. He actually incited the situation. We know that there are many things that can be done. So those things didn't make it into the final bill, but the bill was not bad. Now, we have a different situation with George Floyd than was exactly the situation with Sandra Bland. And what local police departments can do is they can do this by policy or ordinance. So we hope that they'll go and do as much as they can in those cities and counties to adopt the types of things that we would like to see, like citizens review commissions with subpoena power, those types of things that are comprehensive when we look at criminal justice reform. But again, if we couldn't get implicit, we now have implicit bias training. I asked T. Cole to put that in place, Texas Commission on Law Enforcement, and they are doing so even without the statute. So there are things that we can do, but we want to adopt some of the things that cities adopt, and they're first out of the chute.
I want to give you both an opportunity to if there's something that you'd like to mention that we haven't touched on here. Obviously, this is a conversation that's going to be continuing. And as we think about, you know, 5 years after the death of Sandra Bland, what else would you add to the discussion, or what else do you think should be part of the discussion?
So this is what I'll add to the discussion. In 1930, Terry stops, which are pretext stops, were allowed. That hasn't changed since 1930. Or 33. That tells you how long people have been working on these fundamental issues.
Absolutely. And that just shows that it's time for progress. You know, so another thing that I'd like to focus our attention on is the sentencing. There has been a wide variety of sentencing when it comes down to comparing Black and brown people to their other racial counterparts. I want us to expose this. You know, are African Americans sentenced to lengthier sentences as opposed to their white counterparts? And that would also allow us to understand and see the culture or biases in the judicial system. Discretionary charges, you know, the discretionary power of our district attorneys. They don't have to charge everyone with anything, you know, they don't have to charge anyone with everything. And then also in terms of our other member, Lorraine Bearable has indicated that she wants to pick up on some things that Chair Coleman has already started by creating a see something, say something bill that would require fellow law enforcement officers to report misconduct or violations of their policy. So these are, you know, just a few things that we're doing, and the Texas Legislative Black Caucus is taking the time to listen to the community about the concerns.
Yes.
And that issue about what Chairman Coleman said about the Community Oversight Board with subpoena power is a top priority, an issue for our community.
Representative Nicole Collier is a Democrat from Fort Worth and chair of the House Committee on Criminal Jurisprudence. We've also heard from Representative Garnett Coleman, who is a Democrat from Houston, who chairs the County Affairs Committee. Thanks to you both for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having us.